Regina, expect an announcement soon that the increased masking requirements are ending in Saskatchewan Health Authority facilities. Minister of Rural and Remote Health Everett Hindley indicated to reporters that an announcement will be coming tomorrow, April 4, that the masking requirements will be reverting back to what they were before the pandemic. I think it will be tomorrow, that we will be announcing through consultation with our partners in the ministry and in the Shaw, in consultation with Dr. Saqib Shahab and Dr. Susan Shaw, that we will be reverting back to the previous masking policies in our healthcare facilities. So essentially removing the requirement for masks in facilities. The indication is the policy change will come in as of Thursday. Hindley did say masks would still be optional and available for those who want to use them. Hindley also told reporters masks would still be required in operating rooms and ICUs, where there is high risk or high needs assessment, but aside from that they would be reverting to what was the policy in Shaw facilities prior to the pandemic. COVID-19 remains something they will keep an eye on. With respect to COVID-19, Hindley told reporters they want to ensure they are treating it the same as other respiratory illnesses, so we'll continue to monitor it. If there's an outbreak, just as there is with any other respiratory illness in a high-risk facility, such as a long-term care home, that we take the appropriate precautions. Hindley added he personally had phone calls from healthcare workers who were also asking for the return to the previous policy. He said this was raised with the Shaw and with senior leadership, and the decision was made. The opposition New Democrats had a cautious response to news that the lifting of masking requirements was coming. Health critic Vicky Mowat told reporters this was new information that's just coming at us, and that they wanted to make some calls and hear where doctors and healthcare professionals are at and what the state is in healthcare facilities. It would be good to hear recommendations from Dr. Shahab and know what direction ministry is receiving, said Mowat.